Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim. My name is Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Chulin, Daf Kuf, the seventh parak, Gita Nasha. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah Daf Tzadivav Amabes taught that if the Gita Nasha was cooked with other Gidin and could not be identified, all the Gidin are forbidden. The Gemara asks, will Yibat the Baruba, but let the Gita Nasha become nullified in the majority of permitted Gidin? It answers Beri Yashani, a complete creation is different, meaning is significant and cannot be nullified. The Mishnah also taught that if a slice of nevela, or non-kosher fish, became mixed with kosher slices that cannot be identified, they were all prohibited. The Gemara asks again that the prohibited slice should be nullified by the majority of permitted slices. It ultimately answers Shani Chasika, a slice of forbidden meat or fish, is different. Since it's fit to be honored with by serving it before guests, and is thus significant and cannot be nullified. The Gemara adds that each of these cases is a separate chiddush. Point number two, Rabbi Baruch Hanan announced that a slice of nevela cooked together with kosher food and then removed only prohibits the food if it's large enough to give flavor to all the food in the pot. However, Rav then announced that once a forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately, meaning if these two slices were cooked together beforehand, Chasik Asma Nasis Nevela, the formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. This slice will then prohibit all the other slices when its flavor spreads to them, Mifnesha and Mina, because they are its same kind. Rav Safra asked the Bai that apparently Rav's ruling was following Rabbi Yudah's opinion that Min Bamina Labato, a kind, does not become nullified in its own kind. If so, even if the second slice did not give flavor to the others, they should be forbidden because of the flavor absorbed from the first slice, regardless of its size. Abai answers that Rav's case is B'shekadim Silka, where he first removed the nevela slice before adding the other slices, and only the newly prohibited second slice gives them flavor. Rava answers differently. And point number three, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says that the Gita Nasha prohibition does not apply to Tamea, a non-kosher animal, but Rabbi Yehuda says it does, arguing that Gita Nasha was forbidden to Yaakov's sons when non-kosher animals were still permitted. They replied to him that it only became forbidden at Sinai, but was written in the Torah at the incident which caused the prohibition. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. A prohibition cannot take effect on a pre-existing prohibition. For example, a dead non-kosher bird is only prohibited because it's non-kosher, but not because of nevela. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, Yesh Beginim Benosin Tam. And one who eats a Gita Nasha from a non-kosher animal also receives malchus for eating non-kosher meat. Finally, the Gemara proves that the Gid forms after the non-kosher status is in effect when the fetus's limbs develop. How then does the Gid and Nasha prohibition take effect? The Gemara answers that the Gid and Nasha prohibition is able to take effect upon the preceding non-kosher prohibition, Sheken Isur Noach B'Vinei Noach, because its prohibition applies even to B'nei Noach and is thus more stringent. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Tzadivav Amabes taught that if a Gita Nasha was cooked with the other Gidin and could not be identified, all the Gidin are forbidden. The Gemara asks, will Yibat the Baruba, but let the Gita Nasha become nullified in the majority of permitted Gidin? It answers Beri Yashani, a complete creation is different, meaning is significant and cannot be nullified. The Mishnah also taught that if a slice of nevela, or non-kosher fish, became mixed with kosher slices that cannot be identified, they were all prohibited. The Gemara asks again that the prohibited slice should be nullified by the majority of permitted slices. It ultimately answers Shani Chasika, a slice of forbidden meat or fish, is different. Since it's fit to be honored with by serving it before guests, and is thus significant and cannot be nullified. The Gemara adds that each of these cases is a separate chiddush. Point number two, Rabbi Baruch Hanan announced that a slice of nevela cooked together with kosher food and then removed only prohibits the food if it's large enough to give flavor to all the food in the pot. However, Rav then announced that once a forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately, meaning if these two slices were cooked together beforehand, Chasik Asma Nasis Nevela, the formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. This slice will then prohibit all the other slices when its flavor spreads to them, Mifnesha and Mina, because they are its same kind. Rav Safra asked the Bai that apparently Rav's ruling was following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that min bamino labato, a kind, does not become nullified in its own kind. If so, even if the second slice did not give flavor to the others, they should be forbidden because of the flavor absorbed from the first slice, regardless of its size. Abai answers that Rav's case is B'shekadim Silka, where he first removed the nevela slice before adding the other slices, and only the newly prohibited second slice gives them flavor. Rava answers differently. And point number three, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says that the Ginnanesha prohibition does not apply to Tamea, a non-kosher animal, but Rabbi Yehuda says it does, arguing that Ginnanesha was forbidden to Yaakov's sons when non-kosher animals were still permitted. They replied to him that it only became forbidden at Sinai, but was written in the Torah at the incident which caused the prohibition. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. A prohibition cannot take effect on a pre-existing prohibition. For example, a dead non-kosher bird is only prohibited because it's non-kosher, but not because of nevela. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, Yesh beginning benosin tam. And one who eats a ginnanesha from a non-kosher animal also receives malchus for eating non-kosher meat. Finally, the Gemara proves that the gid forms after the non-kosher status is in effect when the fetus's limbs develop. How then does the ginnanesha prohibition take effect? The Gemara answers that the ginnanesha prohibition is able to take effect upon the preceding non-kosher prohibition, sheken isur noach b'vinei noach, because its prohibition applies even to b'nei noach and is thus more stringent. All right, so now we get our siman daf kuf, and our standard siman is a kof, a monkey. A monkey, so here goes. The owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, and pointed to the lines marking their ginnanesha, which is forbidden even on non-kosher animals. Once again, slow motion. The owner of exotic monkeys. Monkeys? That must be on Duff. Kuf, Kof, monkeys. The owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if a slice of nevela or non-kosher fish became mixed with kosher slices and cannot be identified, they're all prohibited. The Gemara asks that the prohibited slice should be nullified by the majority of permitted slices. It ultimately answers, Shani Chasika, a slice of forbidden meat or fish is different. Since it's fit to be honored with by serving it before guests and is thus significant and cannot be nullified. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanan announced that a slice of nevela cooked together with kosher food and then removed only prohibits the food if it's large enough to give flavor to all the food in the pot. However, Rav then announced that once the forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately, meaning if these two slices were cooked together beforehand, chasika asma nasas nevela. The formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. This slice will then prohibit all the other slices when its flavor spreads to them because they are its same kind. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, and pointed to the lines marking their ginnanesha, which is forbidden even on non-kosher animals, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if ginnanesha applies to non-kosher animals. So once again, the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, and pointed to the lines marking their ginnanesha, which is forbidden even on non-kosher animals. All right, so now it's time for a four-blot-back chazara. Daf Tzadivav. So the siman Daf Tzadivav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. So here goes. The royal herald, that must be on Daf Tzadivav, Tzav, king's decrees. A royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. The royal herald who stopped the guard from checking a man's identification badge and had him recognize him by sight alone, which reminds us we learned that tefillah sign is better than a siman. The Gemara proves the reliability of tefillah sign. Otherwise, how is a blind man permitted to have relations with his wife, and how is anyone permitted to his wife at night, whom he can't see? Rather, they must rely on tefillah's ein dekala, recognition of her voice. Another proof, edus from two witnesses that a person with certain simanim killed someone is insufficient to execute him. But if they recognize a murderer with tefillah's ein, we do execute him. So the royal herald who stopped the guard from checking a man's identification badge and had him recognize him by sight alone held up a tiny whole ginnanesha and proclaimed whoever eats this entire gid is guilty, even though it's tiny. Which reminds us of machlokes whether eating an entire ginnanesha smaller than a kazayas one is chayev. The rabbanan hold beriyahi. It's an entire creation and incurs punishment with less than a standard shear. Rav Yehuda holds that because Achil Ksivabe, the term eating is written regarding the Gedanashim prohibition, it requires a kazayas, the shear for halachic eating, to be chayev. So the royal herald, who stopped the guard from checking a man's identification badge, who had him recognize him by sight alone, held up a tiny whole Gedanashim proclaimed, whoever eats this entire sinu is guilty, even though it's tiny, while demonstrating that if one roasts the thigh with a Gedanashim instead of cooking it, the surrounding meat stays permitted, which reminds us the Gedanashim cooked in the yarch prohibits benos and tam, but roasting doesn't spread flavor. Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess master. That must be on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Chess. The chess master, using no chocolate pieces, urged his non-Jewish opponent to taste one and wait to see if he would comment on the meat taste. Which reminds us, a non-kosher fish was once found in a pot of meat, and Rabbi Yochanan ruled, L'tame kefela arma'a. Let an Aramean non-Jewish chef taste the food, and if he reports that no flavor of non-kosher fish is detectable, the food is permitted. Rashi says he must tell us, Masiyah chafitumo, in casual conversation, not as testimony. So the chess master, using no chocolate pieces, urged his non-Jewish opponent to taste one and wait to see if he would comment on the meat taste, while he himself munched on meat that was cured in salt together with the Gedanashim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Moliach Koroseach and whether salting is like cooking or roasting. So the chess master, using no chocolate pieces, urged his non-Jewish opponent to taste one and wait to see if he would comment on the meat taste, while he himself munched on meat that was cured and salt together with the Gedanashim, and used his analytical chess mind to calculate bittul b'shishim using the soup sediment slices and even the pot, which reminds us the Gemara taught that prohibited substances which were cooked into food can become nullified in 60 times their volume. Rabbi Chanina says that when measuring such a mixture, Misharim berotu bekifa ubechasikos bekadera, they measure with the permitted soup, the sediments, the slices, and the pot, since the flavor spreads evenly, these are all calculated towards 60 times the forbidden substance. There are two opinions about how much of the pot is calculated. Daf Tzadiches, so the Siman Daf Tzadiches is a clown, so here goes. The clown, that must be on Daf Tzadiches, schok, clown. The clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them usser, which reminds us that only a forbidden egg containing a chick gives flavor. So the clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them usser, devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men studying a pot of another's carbon of a ram, cooking with his roe set aside for the Kohen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchok is whether Bittul requires Shishim or Meah, derived from the Zro B'Sheil of a Nazir's carbon of a ram. So the clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them Usser, devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men studying a pot of a Nazir's carbon of a ram, cooking with the Zro set aside for the Kohen, by announcing, surprise, it's a Chiddush, because really, Min Bamino is not Batul, which reminds us, the Zro B'Sheila is a unique heter and an exception to the general Isser. Daf Tzadi Tes. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. The non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs, that must be on Daf Tzadi Tes. The non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor in them, even if there was enough chulun to nullify them in 101 parts chulun, dough. Which reminds me, we learned that min b'she'eno mino of truma depends on tam, not ratios of 101. So the non-Kohen showed the astounded Kohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor to them, even if there was enough chulun to nullify them in 101 parts chulun, dough, and how he wouldn't go near the dough that was leavened by less than one part truma to 101 chulun by min bamino because the sourness is so strong, which reminds us, Amish explains the ruling that truma mixture min bamino is always ruled stringently. If leaven of truma wheat fell into a dough of chulun wheat, and there's enough leaven in it to leaven the dough, meaning the taste is discernible, then even if there's enough chulun to nullify the truma in 101, it's still prohibited to non-kohanim. Abai asks, how can the ruling prohibit the dough where the sour leavens, meaning flavors it? Can leaven possibly impart flavor into 101 permitted parts? Rav Dimi was silent until Abai suggested, Dilmashani so'or dechimutso kasha. Perhaps leaven is different from ordinary ingredients because its sourness is strong and can even impart flavor at this ratio. So the non-cones showed the astounded cone how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor in them, even if there was enough chuan to nullify them in 101 parts chuan dough, and how he wouldn't go near the dough that was leavened by less than one part truma to 101 chuan by min bimino because the sourness is so strong. While some cheetahs that chased down a calf for dinner left over the get a nush because, which reminds the Gemara brings the opinion that ain't beginning but no sin tum, there is no tum, there is no flavor in the get a nush. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf brings the opinion that in beginning but no sin tum, that sinews do not convey any flavor? That's on daf? Tzadi Tess. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that min b'she'eno mino of truma depends on tum, not ratios of 101? That's on daf? Tzadi Tess. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss molich karosech and whether it's like cooking or roasting? That's on daf? Tzadi Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that a slice of forbidden meat or fish is not batel barov since they're fit to be honored by serving them before guests? That's on daf? Kuf. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do malkokas of gita nasha applies to non-kosher animals? That's on daf? Kuf. Good. Number 6. Derived from the Zoro Bashel of a Nazar's carbon of a ram? That's on daf? Tzadi Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn that once a forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately? Chasicha atzma nasas nevela. The formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. That's on daf? Kuf. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss geneva's das? That's on daf? Tzadi Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn the review to holds that only the right gid hanasha is prohibited? That's on daf? Tzadi Olaf. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that Zoro Bashel is unique heter and an exception to the general Isser? That's on daf? Tzadi Ches. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.